Well, a Wallaby squad has been named, 8 debutants, and some pretty big names aren't in this squad. And I'm glad to say that Michael Checker, the coach, joins us on the line. G'day, Michael. You excited about Origin?
Mate, I am. I am. I love Origin. It's been fantastic. I was at Fox the other night, last night, I think. I was speaking with a couple of lads who are waiting to go on one of the league shows, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's when you get all the players are excited as well, you know what I mean? So it's a good time of year. State rivalries, everyone gets into it. Usually when we're in camp and it's on, it's usually a good biff around the team room. So it's good fun.
Yeah. Fiji, Scotland and Italy, as well as the Rugby Championship, obviously, this year. But these June tests coming up, and they're just around the corner too, Michael. How much is it looking at that those series, and how much is it with a view to the 2019 World Cup that you announced this squad?
I think a fair sprinkling of both, to be honest. We've looked at the form of our players over Super Rugby, and some of the players that perhaps people weren't looking at, you know, when it came to selection. And also, just backing up, I suppose, Jersey from last year, where, you know, we had 13 debutants last year, 11 of those are still in the squad. And building on top of that, adding some new characters in there as well. And we've still got a few experienced campaigners to come back into the side, and then let that team build an experience over, you know, the next year or two, while playing some good footy as well. So, really not looking to forsake one for the other.
Check, an old mate of yours, Eddie Jones, used to say that Super Rugby's got nothing to do with Test Match Rugby, and I'm hoping he's right, because our Super Rugby's been, it's been really poor, mate, and obviously you just expect that to lift when you get them all in camp.
Well, mate, I've said it a couple of times, I think that, you know, we've had a bit of a mindset issue, I think. You know, there's a few things happening off the field. Maybe we haven't been tough enough to put those aside, you know what I mean, and just play footy once, you know, that's your holiday time when you get on the field. It's enjoyable, great game to play. And in June, the one of the big things, we will have a few key principles we want to work on, but, you know, the Australian team that, you know, that I'll enjoy being involved with is plays running footy, you know, works hard for each other, wants to attack. That's been our thing for a long time, and wants to get people enjoying the game as well. And that's something I think that we've tried to do in nearly every game. I think only one game since I've been in charge, the team hasn't shown up to try to do that. Hasn't always been perfect, but the intent counts. And we'll be looking to get in there and enjoy ourselves, but also get other people enjoy the footy as well.
Sure. Looking at some of the new guys that you've picked, Marika Korobetti, who is not very experienced from a rugby union, Super Rugby point of view. We know his name very well from the Melbourne Storm. Eto Nabuli is another guy with rugby league background. But the fascinating one is Carmichael Hunt. The fact that he was, you know, Broncos superstar, Queensland, Australia, then played for the Suns, and now it's incredible effort for him to make that side. But the way that he's played this year, Check, he's almost making it impossible to not pick him.
Yeah, it's pretty hard because we've got to fit it. Like, the back three has been an area where our players have been playing quite well. I think Henry Spate's been, you know, outstanding. Carmichael has been brilliant. Last few weeks in particular, Israel's really started to hit his straps. Mm. And then Korobidi has done well, so has Nabuli. So we're quite strong there. We haven't even had Haylor Petty play much footy this year as it is. So Carmichael, yeah, it was, what you say is correct. Impossible to leave him out because he has been a standout for the Reds this season. And his attitude as well, I think. And he's hit back from, you know, some adversity over the last year or two, and that's something I like to see. You know, you've had adversity, and you can get yourself together, get back up there, play good footy, and attitude's been A1. So now next step, get into the team. That's the big one.
Yeah, well, that's the challenge for him. Have we got enough mongrel, Check? Who do you want to really see, you know, be the physical leaders for this team?
Mate, I think we've tried to select with a bit of an eye to that as well. You know, I feel like our two locks are coming in Coleman and Arnold are coming have come a long way. They've only played, I think, 8 or 9 tests each, but they're big lads. Carter's a big lad who's improved himself this year around the contact area. Luke Antui, the young fella from Queensland, you know, he's been selected with a bit of that in mind, and I don't mean, you know, roughhouse garbage, you know what I mean? Strong shots at contact and rucks, you know, dominant tackles, you know, and then the ability to bounce back up and get back into it again, not just once. And we've got some strong back rowers there, I think. And a guy like, say, Alan Alatoa, I think, has led the charges here around the front row. So, but it's not. Sometimes you don't come with it. Sometimes it's the team that creates that environment as well. I want to do it for the guy next to me. Those combinations and how we build that will decide how aggressive we are, and that will give us the go forward to play our footy that we need. Because without it in this sport, you can't win.
And that aggression, I'd imagine, is why a guy like Scott Higginbotham is back in. You famously left him out of the 2015 World Cup. What have you seen this year that has encouraged you to bring him back in, Chek?
Well, mate, number one, he made a decision that, you know, to not just go for the, you know, he went to Japan, so he made a decision to leave and, you know, take the money. But then he decided that that wasn't what he wanted. He wanted to come back and try and play for Australia again and for the Reds as well. And he made a decision to come back here on, you know, I think it's a rookie contract this year, pretty much, that he's on. I've watched because I haven't really spoken to him much here at all, you know, until last week, maybe gave him just a call to talk about a few bits and pieces. And I think his form is warranting back in there, you know. Now, for Scott, like, he knows how to get into the squad. Now for him, it's to establish himself as the number one, number eight in the country. And, you know, I think some of the things you've spoken about already in this interview, along with the X factor that he has, the back row, which he does have, he can do some special things, can make him one of the best.
Mike, can we get a quick comment? Five franchises, too many. What happens? There's a thought now that they might just have to stick with that in the Aussie conference because of legal reasons. What would you prefer?
I think the standard, if you look at it from the Australian fans' perspective, I look back to 14 and 15 when, you know, we had two. Well, I was with the Tars in those years, so yeah, we had two sides in the finals. One won the comp, the other one could have won the comp. In 15, there was two of us in there as well. Both of us were strong contenders, and yeah, we've had a couple of lean years, but from mate, in the short term in Super Rugby, you know, you might be able to speed some players around or whatever, but from my point of view as the coach, that whether it's five teams or four teams or six teams, you know what I mean? It's about quality of coaching, quality of play, investment and engagement of player in the game, right? And we work on that to get the best possible outcome on the field. You know what I mean? I think that in the Australian team, for example, 30 guys or whatever, they're going to be the same 30, whether they're probably playing in four or five, right? So it's all about, no matter what happens, it's about building a quality and having the full engagement of our players, who are our biggest asset in every single game we play. And I think when that happens, that'll change a lot.
Hey, Chek, we got to get a tip from you for tonight. Queensland, New South Wales.
Mate, I'm a New South Welshman, so if I don't tip New South Wales, I'll be thrown out, you know what I mean? But I'll say...
Nice, you can stay.
There's a bit of a fresh look about them this year, so, you know, it'll be interesting to see the game, and up in Suncorp, it'll be tough. But, you know, Laurie's a smart guy, mate. Well, there we go.
Yeah, fantastic. Good on you, Chek. We appreciate your time. That June series starts June 10, Fiji at Amy Park. They're the Arvo Test Series, so I think that might encourage a bit of running rugby as well. Appreciate your time this morning, Michael.
Hey, no worries, lad. Thank you. Good luck up there.
Thanks, Chek.
I just copped it when I went to the bathroom.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We've got the blues
wrong
on
place,
now.
Wrong place, mate. Wrong place.
No, we're in
that jersey.
No, did you tell him we're in the right place, buddy?
No, I didn't actually. I just kept my head down and kept going.